You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
There haven't been many transactions for the Cincinnati Reds thus far, but they did have to take care of some moves last week. On Friday, they protected seven players that were eligible for the Rule 5 draft. They kept some on the 40-man roster so they would not be plucked by other organizations. The headlining name from that group of seven is outfielder Jesse Winker, the number three prospect, who was a no-brainer. They knew that he was going to be protected. Some of the names that were not protected that kind of could be available for other clubs to take during the winter meetings at the Rule 5 draft, shortstop Zach Vincennes, who is having a very nice Arizona Fall League season, and left-handed reliever Ismael Guillen. One thing the Reds can take solace in is that although they have a lot of prospects and young players in their organization, including a few of the top 30 that were not protected, they did not lose any players last year in the Rule 5 draft. While they added two of their own, right now they have a full 40-man roster. The Cardinals made official a four-year, $30.5 million contract with free agent reliever Brett Cecil. And as that deal became official on Monday, it was easy to wonder how Cecil's signing might affect the rest of the relief pitcher market. For a team like the Reds that's on a budget, this might not seem like a good omen. One of Cincinnati's top priorities this offseason is to add quality relievers, but also while hoping the market didn't get too hot. That's kind of the conundrum that Reds general manager Dick Williams is in, but on Monday he said he wasn't sure that move would have a big ripple effect on his efforts. He says how it affects the market remains to be seen, but at the same time, they're not going to wait around for other teams to set the market and then make a move in reaction. They're going to do what they can do about signing players, and they're going to continue to talk to agents, but the size and the deal that Cecil got is not exactly something they're looking for this year for their own relievers. So they're going to keep looking around and see what happens. It's worth noting that the Reds have gone into the free agent market the last couple of years, but they've been in the bargain bin when it comes to relievers. 2 years ago, they signed Burke Badenhop to a $1 million contract, and then this past winter signed Blake Wood to a $600,000 contract. While they do have more money to spend this winter and could go up on the quality and the terms of a reliever, don't expect them to go into the deep pool or get into any bidding wars.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.